You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus pandemic has forced Australians to adjust many areas of their lives, particularly in the digital space. This may include working from home or an increased use of technological platforms. A new report has found that Australians' online behaviour has changed dramatically due to having lived through a lockdown period. This means people can become more vulnerable to fraudsters. Delia Rickard from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission warns scammers are cashing in.
We're really seeing scammers take advantage of COVID-19, and they realise that people are at home, they're online more, they're stressed. A lot of people have really big financial issues. So they are taking advantage of, first of all, the fact that the government is out there putting in place programs to help people. People might necessarily be aware of quite how all of that's working. So they're contacting people, some by phone, by email, by text, saying we can help you access these benefits, getting a whole range of personal information, including banking information, superannuation information, and other information needed for ID theft.
This week is National Scams Awareness Week. The ACCC estimates Australians have lost $91 million to scams. $22 million worth has been scammed specifically to identity theft. One victim in particular lost $62,000 from an account in her name. Another victim lost $181,000 via a dating website. Private investigator Julia Robson says she has seen a surge in clients ripped off through romance scams.
So the benefit with COVID is that there's no reason to meet in person. And that's the biggest draw card for them because it allows them to go through that grooming process. And during that grooming process, then the request for money can come out. Then the promises of starting a new life. And all of that combined genuinely means at some point you're going to be deprived of your money.
That's what happened to Jan Marshall. Within 5 weeks, she was engaged and defrauded of more than $200,000.
They make it feel very special, and they say things that in the ideal of romantic love, we expect to hear, but mostly in our day-to-day relationships, we don't hear. And that's why it's so powerful, because it really is triggering into that part of us which wants to have a soulmate, which wants to have somebody who's there totally for us and thinks that we're absolutely special.
Mohamed El-Kafaji is the chief executive of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia. He says people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities are targeted because they can be more vulnerable.
On top of the language barrier, there is a lack of understanding of how systems work. And when you get an email that says that pretends to be the Department of Home Affairs and asks you for money, otherwise you'll be arrested, obviously that fear will kick in and all logic will get out of the window. So it's really important for us to educate our community around what is normal and what is, that looks like a scam. And we need to equip the community to be able to help the wider members of our community when they need help.
New data shows identity theft has jumped 55% this year. Fraudsters are trying to get everything, including superannuation details, bank account numbers, driver's licenses, and Medicare card numbers, in order to get 100 points of identification. Those points are enough to take out a credit card in another name or open up a bank account. Phishing scams are also up 44% since the coronavirus pandemic began. This is where scammers pretend to be a representative from a government agency and contact you by call, text, or email. Experts are warning Australians not to click the link sent to your device, instead to report it. If you think you've been targeted, you can report it to ScamWatch. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.